Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? Thank you for calling into the show. This show has been an on and off again show for quite some time now. Yeah, I used to be more consistent, but due to some personal things in my life, I had to stop the show for a while. But now I'm back on, and I do plan on being more consistent and doing the show about 2 to 3 times a month, at least twice a month. So I'm going to read what I have in the description here. It says I'm doing mini readings for callers. Please check out my Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. You can click on the link in the description under the show. My prices are very reasonable. I can give you a much longer reading than I can on the show for a reasonable price. I also have a sliding scale fee. I ask that you pay per minute, but if you need to negotiate a price with me, I will adjust the price for you. So I'm very reasonable and affordable as a psychic. Feel free to contact me on my page anytime. On today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings, as I've already said. Please limit your questions to only one question per person. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. So when I say time frame questions, people will often ask me for a time frame, even though I said that I don't really do that. That's not my specialty. So please keep in mind to not ask for time frames. A little bit about myself here. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient, and then I tend to see some things in my, like, visions in my mind's eye. But as far as clairaudient, that means I receive messages from spirits for hearing. Sometimes it's like someone's talking to me, like another person, or, well, it's spirit, but, and other times it's an inner voice. My tools of choice are pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I also use crystal ball. I've been starting to do that. And I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client and their needs. I've been doing readings for people on and off for about 8 years, probably a little over 8 years now. I'm highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect and bound to sometimes get things wrong or off. You know, I'm just being honest. Psychics are not always 100% on point all the time. It's just human nature, too. And I'm an empath as well, and I also absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy just by hearing your voice. And I look forward to working with, you know, some of you that decide to contact me on my page. I set up a new website. I have the link at the top of the page on Facebook on Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. I call it EPR sometimes for Enchant Psychic Readings. So you can contact me there or on my website on the contact page only, because I do not have the payment plan set up. So just contact me on the contact page on my new website on Facebook under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Click on the link. Or you can just contact me on the Facebook page. Also, I ask that, you don't have to, but it really helps me out to make ends meet, you know, and take care of myself if you donate. And I got the paypal.me/Christiana link. Feel free to donate, preferably, you know, $5 to $10 for your reading. That'd be great. It would really help me out. Today we have a 45-minute show. So I'm mainly going to be focusing on the crystal ball readings and combined with, like, oracle and fairy tarot cards. And let's see if I have anything else to share with you. I would also, when I take your call, would like it if you could tell me what kind of things you're looking for in a psychic. Like, would you like classes? Would you like special membership, you know, that you could pay for monthly? Would you like blogs? Or, like, what are you looking for that you would enjoy? Something that I could put out there on my website, offer to clients, let me know. Okay, so I am going to jump into calls now. The first area code is 347. I'm taking your call. Hello, 347.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
My name is Mirabel, and I just have a general love question. I guess if in the next few months I'll come across a gentleman who I feel, you know, just attracted to and could potentially start a relationship with.
Okay. One second. I have to shuffle the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I shuffle about three times. So one second. Okay. Okay, so here's what I got.
Okay.
And let me know if you can't hear me clearly so I can try to speak up or whatever. Just let me know. Okay, so the first card I got was a past relationship card. So this is pretty self-explanatory and straightforward. Just saying that you've known each other before, so it does look like you're going to be meeting someone within the next couple of months. And I don't have a specific time frame, but it is going to be probably before, you know, before, let's just say it's going to be soon. And then I got this could be the one card, but it's flipped in reverse. So that's just telling me that it doesn't look like it's going to be like the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. But don't let that stop you from having an enjoyable relationship, because each relationship that we have helps us to grow and helps us prepare for the one that, you know, that we're going to be like with for our lives. And I got the codependency card, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that you've healed a lot of issues, like surrounding codependency in your romantic relationships. So it seems like you've done a lot of self-healing and work on yourself, and your relationships have to be really good and healthy. And then I got healing family issues, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that let's see. That's showing that you do have while you've done a lot of work and you put in a lot of effort healing spiritually, you do have some unresolved, like childhood issues from your past that you haven't worked through. I would get more in depth with that, but it's more personal, so I don't want to put that out there on the air. But that's basically what I got. So it does look like, yes, you will meet someone soon. This year, before winter, definitely. And it looks like it's going to be a good relationship, and it's going to teach you some life lessons, like help you to heal from childhood, from certain things that happened in your childhood. and you can probably think of what those things are. So, let's see. And then I am just looking in my crystal ball, too, and just to finish off the reading and see if I can find a symbol, something that will help provide some insight. Okay, one second. Okay, I see a rose, so like a rosebud. And that just tells me that's romance. So that's definitely coming your way this year, before winter. And it looks like a bud, so that means that it's going to be blossoming. And that's really good news. Do you have any clarification on anything?
I guess where would I come into contact with this person? Like, where is it more likely that we would meet?
Well, I got the word mall. So do you go to the mall or shopping?
Once in a while.
Well, I got that it would be like at some kind of a store where you would be shopping.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Take care.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and next caller is 919 area code.
Hello. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. What is your question?
My question is around my moving. I just found a new location to move to. Relationship is ending, so I'm moving out. And I found a place, and it's not ready yet, and it looks horrible from outside, but I know it has the potential to be great. But I'm just wondering, is this the right spot for me? Because it feels so good to it's like I'm needing peace, and for some reason it feels like this would be peaceful.
Okay, so
my scheduled move is in like 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
So immediately I got the word yes, so that definitely is the right spot for you. And because it feels so good to you, that means it is, you know, go with your intuition. It is the right spot for you, for sure. I was looking for my pendulum, but I can't find it. But that's what I heard. It was the definite yes.
Excellent.
Oh, there it is. So I'll just ask my, why not ask the pendulum anyways? Double check.
Okay.
Is this the right place for her, yes or no?
Hello?
Yep, it takes a minute. So it's saying yes, it is. It took a minute to pick up the energy there. So definitely yes.
I'm so sorry. Okay, great. I said great, thank you. It felt good.
Yeah. Would you like me to, I usually just do one question per caller, but since that was such a quick answer, would you like me to draw some cards?
Yes, please. That would be wonderful. Because I was torn between two questions, but I'm glad that was the answer I got. So that's beautiful.
Okay, so what is your, what do you want to know?
I accepted a position recently, and it's not working out the way I thought. I think I kind of got bamboozled on that. So I'm applying for something else, or I'm looking for something else. do you see me getting a new job? I mean, if I'm moving to this new place, new energy, I'm just ready to start afresh. So I'm praying that a new job will come through. Do you see that happen?
Shuffling my cards.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much for confirming about the home. I just knew that was it.
Well, you know, you have intuition. Okay. So let's see. One more shuffle.
Okay.
Drawing the cards now. Okay. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear my cat. She's being kind of loud right now.
No problem.
So as far as getting a new job in the new location, I got the Ace of Spades. So it says amazing career opportunities are, you know, going to be present when you move. So I would say yes. The answer is yes.
Right.
Excuse me. And then I get the balance card. Excuse me.
Bless you.
I get the balance card, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that you're having some imbalance in your, like in your spirit, kind of mind, body, soul. Not everything is aligned right now.
Yes.
And that's something that you need to work on aligning so you can manifest what you want. And try to just trust yourself and set aside any fear that you have surrounding moving or a new job, because it just feels like you really, like, you got this, you know, and you're going to be okay.
Okay,
and
perfect.
Got,
and you asked about the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then I got the Lover's card, but in reverse, so are you single?
I am now, yes.
Okay. Yeah, just tell me that you're single. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm okay now.
Yeah. Yeah, your energy feels pretty, you know, good to me. And then I got the Ace of Summer. So at once they, you know, spirit comes through, I believe they come through in the cards, and they're wanting you to open your heart to love again. The beginning of a new intimate relationship or the rebirth of the current one. I would say a new relationship in the new location.
Yeah.
And awakening of psychic abilities or spiritual epiphany.
Ooh,
so I would say
that you
definitely have some psychic abilities, and that's starting to become more obvious to you. You just learn how to trust those abilities.
Great. Thank you.
And
thank you. I won't hold your calls up, but thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
You asked about what kind of classes. These are kind of classes that would be very helpful. Stuff like this. This would be extremely helpful for me. You know, if you had that on your website or.
Okay, so like, just where I provide readings, you mean?
No, teaching how to feel more comfortable with the psychic and intuitive abilities and just growth in that area. Because it is something that I want to learn and get more comfortable with. So those would be wonderful classes or trainings.
Awesome. Okay, I'll definitely I'm definitely going to think about that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you
well,
so much. Blessings to you. Thank you.
You too. Take care. Okay, and everyone. Forgive me if my computer dies. See. I'm going to move my computer really quick here. Oh, 1 second. Sorry about this. just plugging it in so I don't get cut off in the middle of the show. Okay, so next caller, 914.
Hello?
Have I taken your call yet?
Hi, no, you have not.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me?
My name is Catherine. Thank you for taking my call. And my question is about an old work colleague has asked me to come work with him overseas on some of his projects. I was wondering if you see that actually happening, if he'll get anything together correctly for me to go over there and work with him.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm just going to shuffle my cards.
Sure.
So you want to know if it's a good idea for you to go overseas for work.
Okay. Right. His name is Rodney, if that's helpful.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards. Shuffling three times. Takes a minute. Okay. So now I'm just drawing the cards. Okay. So the first card I got is the High Priestess card.
Okay.
That's just telling me that you haven't been, I think that deep down you know what is best for you. It also feels like you have a lot of anxiety surrounding, like, where you want to be in life, like the decisions that you make, you're getting some anxiety. I could definitely feel that, as well as maybe having some trouble communicating your needs and your wants and concerns with other people. I can feel that too in my throat chakra.
Okay.
And I could feel the anxiety in my solar plexus in my belly. But yeah, learn to trust your intuition. And then I get the Ten of Summer. So, yes, it seems like this is definitely the right move for you. It says an emotionally fulfilling life. And so with friends, if you haven't started a family already, it looks like you might start a family out there, people you can trust, definitely. This person looks like a trustworthy person, the guy you mentioned. And then I get the Nine of Spring in reverse, and okay, so this is a little contradictory. So while he is a trustworthy person, you still got to put yourself first and make sure that you're seeing yourself from anything negative or possible challenges. I can't really give legal advice, but I will just say that there might be some legal matters that you want to resolve just to make sure that you're protected, financially secure. So I'm sorry I can't get too deep into the legal part of it. For myself, for legal reasons. But then I get the Five of Winners, and it's just telling you that, now it's a great time to move. where you're thinking of moving overseas, you said, I'll walk away from any dishonest associations. Okay, so there's probably something that you thought maybe that you wanted that wasn't the best choice for you or your happiness. And then something that's not worth the effort. Can you think of what that is?
I just got out of a relationship, or unless it's I'm doing another project here, you're saying maybe that other project might not be worth the effort?
Yeah, I'm feeling it has more so to do with the project, and that it would be best for you to just move as soon as you could. That would really be a great way to start that new chapter in your life. And then I'm getting the Ace of Winter. So again, it's talking about challenges that you'll face when you're working overseas. And it says, don't be deterred by the challenges along the way. It's important to communicate, again, with communication, clearly and accurately. Amazing new ideas that should be implemented. So that's telling me that you're very creative and that you're going to have a lot to give in your career.
Aww.
And
yeah,
they're saying something about your honesty is, like, going to be refreshing to the people around you. So that's, I know that's kind of random, but I heard the word honesty and refreshing, so that must mean that you're an honest person and that people enjoy that about you.
Wow. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow, that's
amazing. You're welcome. Do you need clarification on anything?
So basically it's good that I go. He is trustworthy, but just make sure I have contracts in place so I'm protected. And it's better that I do go stay here with the project that I have already in the works with somebody, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Wow.
I am.
Wow.
All right.
That's very interesting. Yes, because that other project has just always been stop and go, and it hasn't gotten off the ground. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
And you're saying go as soon as I can.
That's what I'm feeling, yes. That would be good to start that new chapter as soon as you could.
Wow. That's so moving. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And do you have any suggestions as far as, you know, would you be interested in psychic classes or anything?
Classes does sound interesting. I would like to learn more. I get some messages and dreams sometimes also. Yeah, I'm also wondering, do you do, like, remove the evil eye, remove curses, things like that as well?
I do spell work. I do a lot of candle magic. So definitely I practice mostly hoodoo. So I'm, call me a witch, I guess. But yeah, I definitely do my own kind of unique spells, and they seem to be quite effective.
Wow. Wow, and what was your Facebook again? Is that the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, it's in the description box under the show. Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. I put the link in the description.
Oh, fabulous. Okay.
All right, you can check me out there if you'd like. All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Okay. So it looks like there's 14 minutes to the show, so I'm going to just take one more caller. 415.
Hi, hello.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Hi, this is Catherine, and it's not a timeline question, but I'm looking for a car to buy, a used car, and I'm just having difficulty finding one. So just anything about a good place to go, you know, a person versus a dealership, or how I could find what I need.
Okay, so are you trying to, like, save money for this?
I have it. I have the money.
Okay. Well, I want to apologize in advance because I'm not quite sure why I'm seeing this, but I saw a vision of, like, pine trees and snow and, like, a snowbank and, like,
Yeah, I need a car that's an all-wheel drive. Yeah, I'm living where there will be a little winter and snow, so I'm looking for a car that's good in the wintertime.
Okay, so that must be what it is.
Like all-wheel drive.
I'm seeing like a bigger car or like maybe even a truck, and it's going to be... Initially, I got red, but then again, it could be blue or red.
That's the two colors that I like. So, you know, I can't be picky, but that's just what I would prefer.
So, yeah, it does look like you're going to get this vehicle. And I would say, like, it's going to be soon.
Great.
As soon as you want it, basically, and you go out and look and... You'll find it.
Well, I hope so, because I've tried. I mean, it's kind of crazy right now, and I go out and to some place, and they say, oh, that just sold. It's just like as soon as you see it, you have to run out there. But I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad you see that.
Yeah.
Did you mean
that
in a bad way, like I was going to get in a crash on the side of the road or something?
A crash? No, no.
No, when you
no,
said a snowbank and a road, I was like, oh, no, you see me flying off the road.
No, I think that was just, like, symbolic for the
area?
Like you said, for winter and the area you're in. And
Okay, good.
Like, you knew what it meant, so that's why Spirit sent me that
I
image.
I did,
yeah. You knew what it meant. Now, since that was such a quick question. We have 11 minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like me to look into for you?
It is a new area for me, and just looking for a new group of friends or a relationship. You know, I don't mean just a boyfriend or relationship, but in general, friends similar that, you know, because I am interested in spiritual things, and it seems to be hard to find people and spiritual practices and interests.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that, are you in a rural area?
It's near a rural area. I'd say it's a medium-sized town with rural around it.
Okay, so it seems like you're kind of, like you're in an area that doesn't have as much, like, metaphysical shops and, like, meetups and stuff and places that you go. So initially what I got was that online would be your best bet for now. I know that might be kind of depressing because you can't always meet with people in person. But if you were to meet with people in person, you'd likely be commuting to the nearest, like, city. Or a bigger city, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, I see a really petite young woman that is, like, blonde with long blonde hair. So it looks like she could definitely be a friend. She's very bubbly and sweet and kind, very nice.
Hi.
So her initial, and I usually don't do initials, but I got the initial J. That might be, like, Jamie or Joanna or... something with a J.
Okay.
So it looks like she's going to become a really good friend of yours. And I would say that would be... sometime this year, probably before the end of the year. And let's see. So you want to know about friends.
And
I also
and
see
or
a,
relationship.
Yeah. I also see a man that is, he looks to be like brown skin, dark hair, dark eyes, dark complexion. Looks to be like possibly from out of the country. Like he grew up somewhere else. I don't know if from India or something.
That's my ex. You just described my... Well, yeah, that's the boyfriend I had in the previous city.
Oh. Okay,
but
so I'm definitely
be,
picking up on his energy.
Funny. Yeah.
So, have you thought about reconnecting with him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about long distance, but anything's possible if something could reconnect in the future.
I still see him very much connected to you, like on an etheric level. Like he definitely thinks of you and cares for you still.
Oh, nice.
You know. Thanks of you, Austin.
Yeah, there was nothing negative. There was it wasn't any bad breakup. It was just the move. So I understand. Sounds right.
Is he from Bangladesh or something? Bangladesh? Okay, because
well,
that's what I got.
Not him. Yeah, not him, but his parents. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't picking up on anybody else.
Interesting.
So it doesn't mean that there isn't anybody out there for you, but it just might be further out than what I'm seeing. So it could be like next year in 2022 that you'll meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remain hopeful about it and try to eliminate any negative thinking about it. Like, I'm never going to meet somebody or it's going to take forever. Well, just be positive about it and you'll be more likely to manifest the person that you want in your life.
Right.
Now,
or anything else you want. Yeah, for sure. And that, for that matter, anything, any job or car or anything, you have to stay positive.
Mm-hmm. So, and then I'm getting something about the vehicle with, like, it has really big tires. Something about big tires. I don't know. I don't know what that means to you, if that's just something you like.
All right.
And so that was your reading, and I hope that, you know, it provided some insight. Do you need clarification on anything?
No, that's great. I've had super vivid dreams lately, especially with animals. So I think I'm forming a real connection to animal communication, animal spirituality. This is.
I definitely suggest looking into shamanism and journeying to the lower world to visit a spirit animal or because. Core spirit animal, and they will help you guide you in life and give you messages. It's usually done by like drumming, so you could even listen to like a recording of drumming if you wanted to and journey there. There's the upper and the lower world, but the where the spirit animals reside, or I call them totems, is in the lower world. So it's like I always envision it as like a jungle or a forest or something like that. But definitely look into that, like on YouTube, see if you can find anything.
Yes, great. I will. I have done a little, and I'll just start exploring that more deeply.
Do you have any suggestions as far as like what you'd like to see on, like, because I'm building a website, so would you like classes or special memberships, or what is it that you'd like to see more of?
Yeah, probably a class. Maybe sometimes just a one-time only class, you know, instead of a long series, or an option of some things that you could do. Sometimes
okay.
A series of three or four classes, or maybe just want to do a cheaper. During COVID, some people offered a cheaper level, like just $25 for an hour class is kind of good now. A lot of people are unemployed. And then some people have an option of a deeper level class that's three or four that, you know, might cost more.
That's a good idea. Okay, well, thank you for calling, and I enjoy providing your reading. There's only a few minutes left, so I'm going to put you on hold to listen.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Oops. There we go. Okay, so there are about 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes left. Again, feel free to donate at my PayPal link in the description box. You're on Blog Talk under the show. Under the pictures, you'll see the description box has a link to my Facebook page, the Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, or EPR. Excuse me. And then feel free to donate at the paypal.me/Christiana link. $5 to $10 or more would be very helpful to me for your reading. It helps me to support myself and provide for myself. So thank you so much, everybody, for coming today. I have missed doing these shows, and I'm glad to be back. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye.